Secretary of State John Kerry visited Ukraine today and offered the country $1 billion in loans. But is that enough to get Ukraine back on its feet? I spoke with the director of USC's School of International Relations, Robert English. He's a specialist on Russian and former Soviet Union politics. I asked if Ukraine would be capable of standing on its own without Russian involvement in its economy.
No. Ukraine is in such a horrible situation economically, facing default on its debts in the near future, that it really needs a rapid infusion just to survive another 6 months of at least $10 billion, maybe more like $15 billion. So somebody is going to have to come to the aid of this crippled economy, whether it's Russia or the European Union and the U.S. or some combination of outside wealthy benefactors.
Speaking of foreign aid, what would you say these Western powers need to do in order to most effectively support Ukraine?
Well, here's the dilemma, because what set the protesters out on the square in the first place wasn't so much the details of some deal with the European Union or some trade pact with Russia. It was the corruption and misery and low living standards in their daily lives. They want improvement. They've waited for over a decade, and things just stumble along in this awful condition. Now, with the revolution and all the chaos, things are only getting worse. The value of the currency is plummeting. Investment is fleeing the country. So whoever's going to rescue Ukraine not only has to fork over an enormous amount of money, but has to demand reforms so that in the future Ukraine can pay its own bills. The problem is those reforms are really going to hurt. The first thing Ukraine has to do is stop subsidizing energy, which is ridiculously cheap in the country. And therefore, people are very wasteful. Industries are very wasteful. And that's going to hurt. That's going to mean job cuts. It's going to mean higher fuel prices for ordinary people. It's going to mean a very cold winter.
How significant is Russia to the Ukrainian economy?
Russia is vital to Ukraine's economy and has an extraordinary amount of influence, even ownership of various assets. As I said, Ukraine relies heavily on sharply subsidized supplies, mainly of natural gas, which is in fact the kind of drug that's allowed Ukraine to continue stumbling along without reforms. Russia is heavily involved in the Ukrainian economy, and Russia is probably Ukraine's most important trade partner.
What would you say then is the biggest economic risk that Ukraine faces by pulling away from Russia?
That they'll lose these subsidies. That they'll have to confront right now at the worst possible time on the edge of default with people so dissatisfied with the corruption and cronyism and inefficiency that they'll take to the streets in a heartbeat. This is an explosive situation, quite apart from the ethnic dimension. Every ordinary citizen in Ukraine is fed up with the horrible conditions. And now if they're going to cut off, wean themselves rapidly away from dependency on Russian energy supplies, there's no substitute coming from the Western side, only a long, hard path of reform. So this possible breaking of ties with Russia, an attempt to rapidly join Europe, will come at a tremendous social cost and likely more political instability.
That was Robert English, director of the USC School of International Relations.